Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Siyabulela Makunga, who's a Competition Commission spokesperson. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having us. How are you?
I am good, thank you. All right, I'm not going to ask you your opinion on this worm that they've revived from 24,000 years ago. I think you've got enough to deal with on your plate to add. I don't think we need to get the Competition Commission behind that conversation. But one that has caused a considerable amount of press and also perhaps some confusion, maybe that's just me, I'm a little confused by the decision, because I'm reading articles that speak to the fact that it's going to impact negatively on investment in South Africa, that it speaks to the BEE situation. Give us a sense of what you were asked to do here and the conclusion that you came to.
The Competition Commission, as empowered by the amended act, which was amended on the 14th of February 2019, has got an obligation to do what is called merger control, in particular to look at two fundamental factors, one of which will be to look at whether or not there has been any effect on competition issues. And in this case, the deal was found to have passed the test in terms of competition issues, where there was a bit of problems where the issues of public interest concerns, which were raised by the commission. And we'd hope that, because this is for the first time that the commission had struggled to agree with the acquiring firm on matters that have got to do with public interest issues. You may recall that the Act empowers the Commission to look at issues of greater spread of ownership, in particular to increase the levels of ownership by historically disadvantaged persons, including workers in firms in the market. And this is contemplated in Section 12, a subsection 3E of the amended act. And this, in our view, was the commission simple interpreting what is in the law. And we have said this, I think, in our previous engagement, that there is still a recourse for the acquiring firm to look at our decision. And if they feel that there is a need to take it for a review, I think the Competition Commission is more than willing to argue this matter in the courts of law and see whether or not the interpretation of the law was correct by the Competition Commission.
So, in other words, if I understand what you're saying correctly, from a pure competition perspective, it seems to be it passed the Competition Commission process. When it came to the area of potentially disadvantaging other people within by this transaction, that's where the commission applied its understanding of the law, and that is the area that has seems to have caused this maybe pushback. And what you're saying, if I understand you correctly, and please just correct me if I'm wrong, is that now the parties, what they really should be doing, if they aren't comfortable with it, is to test it in law, in a court of law, because the commission, the Competition Commission actually applied it the way it needed to be applied. You can't change that. You can't change how it's already embodied in the law, but a court potentially can.
We have no powers to change what is in the legislation. This is a legislated act by Parliament, and ours really as a regulator is simple to interpret and implement the law as contemplated in the act. So as we have indicated earlier, there is still a recourse for the acquiring firm to consider the issues that the commission has raised in terms of making sure that indeed this transaction does have a positive impact in terms of the transformation agenda of the Republic of South Africa in respect to the public interest issues, that relate to the ownership, equity, as well as workers' benefits in the entire agreement. So if indeed they feel that we're wrong in interpreting the law, they are more than welcome to take the matter to the courts of law so that we can test whether or not the Competition Commission is as alleged, in fact, wrong in interpreting the law.
One of our listeners is saying, why would it not be in the public interest for the Burger King merger to have gone ahead? Please, can you explain it to me like I'm a 5-year-old? It is confusing for people. So I actually like that way of putting it. So can you explain very simply why the Competition Commission found that it was disadvantageous to go ahead from that aspect?
You would recall that the Grand Parade investment, at the time of making this application, basically for this transaction to pass, they had about 68% ownership, which obviously shareholding, which was obviously in the hands of black participants. And had this deal passed through, what it would mean, you would have reduced that shareholding to 0%. And it was in the interest of both the economy as well as obviously the interest of the commission in interpreting the law to ensure that we are not set back in terms of the BEE agenda that obviously is backed by legislation, by the legislatures. So ours was to ensure that indeed we uphold the aspirations that are expressed in the Competition Act and as well as the transformation agenda of the Republic of South Africa.
One of our listeners also saying, is it not a disadvantageous to BEE owners because they are now limited to whom they can sell this to? So almost it's as though they are stuck within this environment now.
The challenge the commission has is that you can't be picky and choosy when implementing the law. Ours was to look at these two considerations, that is competition issues as well as a BEE ownership. Ours was to really ensure that the potentially matching entity does indeed make provisions for equity ownership in as far as the matching entity is concerned. And also we have a view that this could have been addressed in many ways, whether through supply chain arrangements and so forth, but it does look like there was little appetite on the part of the acquiring firm in addressing the issues in an amicable manner with the commission. But we still hope that there's still a room
for
the matter to be taken for review and be addressed through the courts of law.
Siyabulela, we've spoken many times before, and I generally get a very different sense from you, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there's almost a level of discomfort that you have with how this played out, that this is not ideal, and there's something that you aren't particularly, as the commission, comfortable with in the way it played out. Am I right in my observation?
We are not uncomfortable whatsoever, but what we would like to do is for us to make sure that we work together, we journey together in ensuring that we indeed achieve the aspirations of the Competition Act. As we said earlier, that it is for the first time that we had difficulties with the acquiring firm where they seem to have no appetite in addressing the issues that were put before them, because all of these issues are informed by what is in the legislation. In fact, the deal was almost approved. All we needed to do was to address the public interest issues that were raised by the commission. We must state that even the Department of Trade and Industry came to the fore and raised similar issues with us. And this was brought before the acquiring firm to consider. It is unfortunate that they seem to have a legal appetite in addressing these issues. And we have a view that these nuances that you find in the public domain could have been easily avoided had we looked at the matters well in time and address them before we go and want to argue these matters in the media, because it is not in the media where they are going to be addressed, but in a roundtable negotiation room about what needs to be done as directed by the law.
And of course, the concern around this is the need for employment is so desperate that I really do hope that this can be resolved. Siyabulula Makunga, Competition Commission spokesperson, thank you as always for making yourself available and for chatting to us.